Well, hello everyone. This is Missy Young, and I am thrilled to provide information for you with regard to why I came on board with the John Maxwell team. So what sold me on the John Maxwell team? You know, the opportunity to learn from the world's best was right at the top of the list. I didn't realize at the time that I was coming on board how much I would learn from the faculty, the staff, and particularly from all of my colleagues and the other coaches. But the idea that I was going to get a chance to learn from John Maxwell himself was very, very appealing. Now, at the time that I came on board to the John Maxwell program, I really didn't know much about John. What I knew was I wanted to become a certified coach. I was really very specifically looking for a coaching program. And somehow, in all the work that I had done over the years, I had missed hearing anything about John Maxwell. And when I started to dig into him and what he is and what he does and who he is and his specific focus on leadership, it was then that I realized I needed to be aligned with him and with his brand if I was going to take my coaching program somewhere. So the opportunity to align with John, with his brand, to become a certified John Maxwell coach using his name specifically, to give my own personal program branding, credibility, and name recognition was what sold me on the John Maxwell team. Now, my why, what I purchased this program for, again, was all about coaching. I really wanted to learn how to do coaching from top to bottom. I wanted to know the ins and outs of it, how it worked, how you help a person move from a state of uncertainty to certainty, and what that was all about. And, you know, not knowing in advance what it was that I was going to find when I got in there, I have to tell you, once I got into the coaching program and started studying the materials, I was so flabbergasted at how comprehensive and deep and detailed and broad and deep it was. I was thrilled. So my why was, I want to know how to become a great coach, and I felt that the opportunity to co-brand with John was definitely what was going to help me. I wasn't afraid of anything. Financing was a little bit of a consideration for me at the time. So, you know, the only thing that would have held me back, actually nothing held me back. Like, I got on the program, I got with Kathy Smith, I knew I was going to join onto the program, and I did it immediately. What was hard for me was I was in a financial transition at the time, so getting all of the money paid timely was a little bit of a challenge. So I didn't really have any fear at all about the program. What I wish I would have known before I came onto the program was how deep it was, how broad it was, how incredibly, I don't know, I could just get sort of visualizing this, these tentacles of depth, you know, the community share aspect, the various levels. There's coaching, there's lunch and learns, there's speaking, there's so much depth in there that it's frankly a little bit overwhelming. So the biggest thing for me was, you know, I had a little hesitation on the financial side, fulfilling on the financial side. Again, day one, I knew I wanted to do it. Day one, I paid, you know, we got the down payment paid and then paid the rest. That wasn't the issue. It was actually getting it done. What did my program coordinator tell me that was helpful in making the decision? I got to tell you, I wanted to go to that birthday party with John so bad. I wanted to figure out any way possible to be invited. There was a VIP opportunity that was huge. I couldn't do it. I felt like I was missing out. It was a huge motivator, but I couldn't do it. But what was helpful for me was this idea that, yes, you're going to get into a certified program, and yes, you're going to be able to use John Maxwell's name immediately. She told me that I would immediately become a member of the John Maxwell team, and that once I actually went through the program and came to a live event, I would become a certified member of the John Maxwell team. So just knowing that right away, joining the team, I was immediately able to use the name a member of the John Maxwell team, I thought was great. What impressed me during the sales process? My counselor, my program coordinator was Kathy Smith. She was so knowledgeable and so helpful. And frankly, there were some times, you know, we were 3 hours apart on the time zone. She's on the East Coast. I was out here on the West Coast. And I would call her and she would call me right back, just super fast. I mean, she was very, very responsive, very helpful. And I thought she had she matched me. I mean, she now that I'm, you know, on the other side of it, I realized there was some rapport building that she was doing. I typically talk really fast. She talked really fast. You know, I just noticed that we were immediately in sync and in rapport. I was also impressed that when she said, I'm going to email you some information, bam, that email, there was a super comprehensive PDF that came to me right away. So just the follow-through. What impressed me was the rapport, the depth of knowledge that Kathy had in the follow-through and her enthusiasm. I was bummed, and in February when I went and she was had moved on to a different position, and I was thrilled later when she came back and I got to meet her in person. That's pretty cool. And what does it mean to be a John Maxwell team member? I dig it. I dig it. I love that I can go onto, especially the closed Facebook page. Guys, that thing is so helpful. If I have a question, an issue, a concern, I can pop onto that Facebook page pretty much any hour of the day, post a question, an issue, a concern, and have someone that has my back. And that's huge for me. I don't have the time, unfortunately, to participate in most of the live calls, which is frustrating, but I do get on often to the recorded calls, and I love them. So to me, to be a John Maxwell team member, it's about the camaraderie, it's about the community, the group that we've created here. There's a great support in all of it. And just the idea, just the fact that I'm able to use John's name, you know, I've been doing much more public speaking. I've discovered I really don't care for coaching too much. And even though that was the part of the program I delved into first, and I went through the entire section, all the modules, did all the exercises, got some coaching clients, actual paying coaching clients. I still have some of them. I can't fire them. They won't let me go. I really prefer the speaking. And what I'm finding is, people assign more credibility to me, I think, than I have earned. But because I get to carry John Maxwell's name with me, I think it's huge. It's absolutely huge. You know, being a member of the team opens and has opened doors for me. Other people treat me different because of it. I'm the same person I was before I was a John Maxwell team member, but just carrying John Maxwell's name with me, wearing my John Maxwell shirt, you know, saying I'm a coach of his, people treat me very different. So I hope that's helpful information. I guess if there was one last thing I would say to you, it's this. People are searching for a place to belong. They're searching for a place to call home, and they're searching for the kind of community and camaraderie that we have created, all of us together, that we have created in the John Maxwell team. And to be able to offer that at what I consider to be fairly underpriced, we should be able to grow this team by leaps and bounds. And at some point, I hope we double the price at least, because I do think the value is there. I think everything that we need is there, and I think people will pay it. So thank you so much for letting me be part of this. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Please feel free to reach out to me if I can answer any additional questions to you. You know how to find me. Thanks a lot, guys.